If I could be anywhere else than here today, I would be beside you, I would find a way. But if I had one wish, it would simply be this. I wish I could kiss you goodnight. I wish I could kiss you goodnight.
I'm sitting here with an English rose who I reached out to because I found out about the work that she was doing and I was so blown away by it. And I would like her to introduce herself.
Okay, well, hello, I'm Jane Engelman. I've been living in Hong Kong since 1993. And one of the first things that I really noticed that was different from living in England when I was out here was that everybody seemed to have a live-in helper. And at the time, that was predominantly people coming from the Philippines. And what was really surprising to me was that a lot of these women were mothers who were separated from their children for years at a time. And they'd made this most difficult choice because they were trying to escape poverty, and it's the only way they could earn enough money to be able to support their children and their families back home. So they'd come to Hong Kong to work as maids, as it was referred to back then, even though they might have qualifications in pharmacy and accountancy and management, this was the only way they could actually provide for their families. I am a single mum. I brought up my children from very small on my own, and I couldn't have done it without the help of my particular helper at the time, even though I said I would never get one, I did. She was wonderful, Gloria. I'd always wanted to find a way of saying thank you and to recognise and honour the sacrifice that they are making and leaving their children so far behind. And so then I thought, well, I'm a musician, I write music, I run choirs. I thought about setting up a choir for domestic helpers of Hong Kong. And I wrote them a song called I Wish I Could Kiss You Goodnight, which it started off just a song for them, but then it evolved into a song for everybody who wishes they had somebody they could kiss goodnight, somebody who's far away, somebody they miss. And so we just put this choir together. And it grew. It was a little idea. It grew. It's become massive. It's been a TED Talk. It's been a film. It's been a documentary.
How many people are in your choir?
At any one time, I think the maximum we had was just a little over 50. They've all turned out to be from the Philippines. It's just the way it's gone. I set out with the intention that it could be any nationality. Domestic helpers in Hong Kong come from Indonesia and from Thailand, from India, Sri Lanka, predominantly the Philippines.
Even though I travel all the time, it's always impressive to me how little I know. And when I got here, my friend Bennett said something to me like, do you want a helper to meet you at the airport? What helper? What do you mean? I thought he meant like a driver. I didn't even know what this word was. We walked to the downtown that looked like refugee camps. I've never seen a city that this exists. Anywhere you went, it was completely covered. And I had never seen anything like this before. And yeah. It was all women, first of all, which looks odd. And it really took me aback, and I immediately thought, like, oh, my God, I need to understand what's going on here.
And many of these women, I mean, they work 6 days a week, and they have Sunday, traditionally Sunday off, and some of them even have got curfews, got to be in. By law, they have to live in their house with their employer, and they're not always treated well. They could work 12-plus hours a day. They don't have a place to go on a Sunday. They run their own beauty contests, their own choirs. They have their own
beauty contests?
Yeah, they do. You should see them. Come out here on a Sunday, you see them, they put the high shoes on, they all dress up and they do the catwalk.
Fabulous.
And everything, yeah. So for me to suddenly try and get into that,
right.
It took a while for them to build trust. So, you know, what are you doing? Who are you? Are
Fair.
You genuine or are you just trying to prove yourself?
How much do they make a month? Was it 4,500?
Something like that, 4,700.
Is that a living wage here?
No, not really. But it translates to a lot of money in the Philippines.
So their room and board is paid for.
Yeah.
Food is paid for.
It's supposed to be. It doesn't always
follow. So they can mostly send all that money home.
And they do.
But they don't get to raise their children.
No. What I noticed about them is their resilience, their courage. They smile, even though they know that they might be cleaning toilets when they're actually top accountants and being talked to like they're slaves. The magic of this that has happened is that these women have been given a platform now. Everybody just wants to feel worthy and respected. Generally, they are not respected and they're not treated as first-class citizens. They're treated less than that. But to have the courage to stand up and have a voice, find a voice, even if it's through singing. And, you know, the big message that they said when I asked them, what is the message you'd like to get across? And they unanimously said, treat us like human beings.
Let's meet your beautiful women you
yep,
have brought
fantastic.
With you. Okay, so tell me what your name is, why you have such beautiful hair, what part of the Philippines you're from. Tell me everything.
Okay. My name is Ida, and I came from the Visayas region, and I've been here in Hong Kong for 28 years.
28.
Yeah.
And what did you do in the Philippines before you were here?
I was a lady guard.
A lady guard?
Yes.
What's a lady guard?
Yeah, because I was graduated a college of criminology that's supposed to be a police woman. Working.
They have amazing outfits in the Philippines with all the braids and the cool hats.
The cool hat, that's right.
I wanted to steal one of those hats. What did your parents do?
Father is just truck driver, and right. My mom is just a plain housewife.
You know, it's a plain housewife. Being a housewife is hard. You've got to clean and cook and take care of children. I think that's like the hardest job.
We are a big family. We're seven. So
where are you in the order?
I'm in the fifth child. Second to the youngest.
So you got all the hand-me-downs.
That's right. That's right.
All the old toys.
Old toys, old clothes, old shoes.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
I was the third. I hated it.
When I came here in Hong Kong, I bought new everything for myself.
So you don't have any kids?
No.
So you made the money and you kept it?
No. Got a big family.
And was your family very, very grateful? Or are
yes,
they like...
Yes, they are.
So it feels really good.
Yeah.
Tell me what's the coolest thing your family bought with the money that you gave them.
I let my five nieces and nephews graduate in college, I think.
You paid for that? Five of them?
Five of them.
Holy shit.
Wow. Five of them.
That's crazy.
I didn't have a child, but I got that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think that's the really greatest achievement that I have.
So your sisters and brothers love you. And what does it feel like when you see your nieces and nephews graduate? Does your heart explode?
Yeah, it looked like you feel like you're a mother as well to see so proud of them going up to the stage.
Oh, man, that's so beautiful.
But I mean, you're looking at them going up to the stage. It really makes you so proud, something like that.
Sure. Yeah. But how much did you have to give up to do that?
That's my freedom.
And so you've been doing this for 28 years, you said?
Yeah.
28 years.
Yeah, because for me, the first time when I came in here, the plan is only 2 years. But then when you realize money here is bigger than the Philippines, and you said, oh, I get a plan to do this and that, and then until it's up and up and grown and grown.
And never stopped.
Yeah, never stopped.
Did you feel very lonely when you came here?
When I came in here, I'm just the only one from our family, no friends, no nothing, nobody known. I did not know anybody in here. So, but then you meet so many Filipinas, and there's some friends that it's really bonded you to be like that, treated you like a family, and that's it. Yeah, that's right.
Is it very difficult to go from being a police person to working for some British family? That must be really hard.
Really hard.
Yeah, I bet.
Really hard. That one. You know what? Sometimes the experience that you're cleaning toilets and everything, thinking you're going to be in a good collar job, and then all of a sudden you ended up like this, it looked like it's so degrading. But then if you think something like that, you're not going anywhere. You're gonna be like that only. So all you have to do is just think positive, just like Ati Rose said as well.
Think positive.
Or reach your goal, something like that. Yeah.
Well, you got fancy hair and an Apple Watch, so I think you've done okay.
This is from my employer.
You didn't have a husband that you left.
No.
So you came here single.
Single.
Did you meet and fall in love with anybody here?
No.
No?
No.
Never?
Never.
So you've never had a boyfriend?
No.
You lie.
No.
Girlfriend?
No.
Never been in love?
I've been in love. Yeah, but especially in the Philippines, I've got a boyfriend. But then when you stayed in there, and then when you look back, going back to Philippines and stayed with that boyfriend, that looked like you are already got a good life in there,
right.
In here, and then you're going back to the Philippines with a boyfriend with like no work and it's like with no stable job.
I know a lot of women who don't have a boyfriend and feel very depressed. You seem pretty happy.
That's what you're going to do. Because if you don't have a boyfriend and then you're going to be depressed, you're single, you don't have kids, you feel depressed, you're going to really going to the drain, something like that. So all you have to do is just go out there with a smile on your face.
Listen up, single women. Just put a smile on your face.
Yes, put a smile on your face.
Are you still working?
Yeah, I'm working in Pagu, the American family.
Can you see real differences between all the nationalities? You work with British and American, Australian.
Yeah, there is a big difference. In fact, I'm lucky to have all that very good employer, but this American, I think I prefer the American one.
Really? Yeah. It's like the nicest thing anyone said about Americans since I've been away.
Yeah, I've been working with them for almost 16 years.
So you're just part of the family.
That's the one, yeah. So that's why in my case, I don't feel like going back to Philippines. I've got a happy face all the time because I'm happy.
And you've got great friends. You do need to get a boyfriend at some point.
Do you have any advice
to women who might be coming from Indonesia, the Philippines? I mean, is it easier now for them or harder?
For us Filipinos, it's not that really hard since we can speak English. So, I mean, they are the ones who's really being abused.
How are women being abused?
I mean, some Indonesian, they just have only half of their salary. And
so
then
people are taking their wages?
The employer just paid them half of the salary that is stated in the contract. They don't have day offs. Some of them, they are less educated. So
what's your advice to these women?
The one that I advise them is really fight for the rights.
Anything else you want to say?
Peace. That's the one I think we all really need, that one. Peace on earth.
So say hi, introduce yourself.
I'm Rose, and I'm working in Hong Kong for 32 years already with one employer.
And she's got incredible cheekbones.
I'm a teacher, elementary school teacher.
How many years were you a teacher?
It's only 13 years.
Only 13?
Yeah. My aunt was working here for 2 years. So when her employer asked for somebody to come, she asked me if I want to come. So I said, okay.
And you had how many children at the time?
Only two.
Only two. That's a lot of children. What do you say to your children before you're going to leave them to go to Hong Kong?
Yeah, I just told them that going to Hong Kong to find more rewarding work, something like that, so that I can give them a better life.
So you were making in the Philippines how much?
Oh, by the time my salary was only $2,500 as a teacher.
$200. Could you live with that?
Yeah.
Is that an amount of money that somebody could live off of?
Yeah.
It is?
We have two.
And where did the father go?
He went somewhere.
Yeah. You lost him.
I lent him to another.
And you lent him to another woman?
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice of you.
Yeah, actually, he is already in Canada.
Do you have anything you'd wish to say to people who are employing someone like you?
Yeah, just to understand each other and respect each other. That's what makes us click.
Were there ever moments when you were watching someone's kid or cleaning up when you were like, fuck this, I'm a teacher. Yeah. I am too good for this.
No, I don't think. If I focus on my work.
Yeah. Could you make a pill of this work ethic and give it to me?
Be positive.
Oh, yeah. Is that my problem?
Yeah. Be positive.
Be positive. Yeah. Even when people are just throwing shit at you, you're like, I'm positive.
Yeah.
Were you always this positive?
Yeah, that's my secret.
If there was like a charity and you were to give an amount of money to women who were struggling in the Philippines, what would be an amount that actually really would help?
10,000 can help already.
10,000 what?
10,000 pesos can already
10,000
help them.
Pesos, which is $200.
Yeah.
And that would be a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that would really help women so they could stay with their families.
Better.
What do you think is the ultimate success for a happy life?
I think just be contented with what you have. Don't crave for so many things.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to get to talk to you.
Thank you very much also that we meet you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Me.
Come on over. So you now have been listening. So I want you to do what?
Yeah, I'm Elenita Pangilinan.
Just call me Len for short. I came from Luzon. The first time I came here in Hong Kong, it was August. I was only 24 years old then. Then I have two children. And now I have four children. But unfortunately, I was separated from my first husband. So our relationship didn't work, especially we're both young. So that's why I decided to came here to work, because it was my mother who first came here with all my aunties. So I kept on telling my mother that there will be an employer, so maybe I can go. It's luckily the brother of her employer decided to hire a helper, so it's my mother who recommended me.
Your kids were how old when you decided to leave?
My eldest is 4 years old. The second is 3 years old.
Oh my God. Yes. So you had them one after the other.
Yeah.
I don't have children. What does it feel like to say goodbye to your kids who are
that
young?
Hard. Very, very hard. It breaks my heart to see them crying. And I really experienced it for how many times I was going home for a vacation, then say goodbye to them. This is the first time I saw my son, because I still have a 9-year-old son to my second husband.
Your second husband?
Yes.
How do you have a second husband?
We met in Cyprus.
Amazing.
Yes.
So he's only, your marriage is not recognized, yes, in the Philippines.
Yes. And we've been together now for 12 years.
Congratulations. So you can find love again.
Yes. My life is a little bit complicated. So sure. Yes. But now I'm happy.
So how did you deal with the pain?
I always told myself that, oh, I survived. So I'm a strong woman. That's why I kept on telling everybody, like, God will not give you the trial if he knows that you cannot do it. Yeah.
How's your relationship with them now?
Good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Do they appreciate the sacrifice now?
Of course.
Okay. What did you do in the Philippines?
I'm a graduate of civil engineering, but I did not apply it because I have already my son when I graduated. Then when we had the graduation, I'm already pregnant.
Did you have any experiences with employees that was bad? I mean, or were we
employed? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just am so inspired by you guys. You are so positive.
I said that opportunity only comes knock only once. So grab it, then you will be the one who will, if you will go to the wrong direction or go to the right path.
Sure. Yeah. So now you have financial freedom.
Yeah.
You have friends.
Yes.
You've got four great kids.
Yes.
You've got a happy marriage.
Yes.
It seems like you got everything.
I was able to build my dream house.
Oh my God, where's your house?
In Luzon.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. But you worked your butt off.
Yeah.
And you sacrificed a lot.
Because for me, as long as I can work, then I told my children that no need to worry about me. Just enjoy your, save for yourself.
You're a good mom. My mom tells me to worry about her all the time. I think you've been so wonderful. I'm so grateful that you'd share your story with me. When you sang, why did you get so emotional?
Because I listened to the lyrics. I wish I could kiss you goodnight. Yeah. The last time I came back here, January 7, that's the first time I saw my son crying a lot. Yeah, so it's so difficult. It's hard. I'm contented with what I am now and what I have, but if God permits, maybe some of my dreams will still come true.
I hope I can help them very much.
Yes.
That's
thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for waiting. Say hi.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm Maria. I've been here in Hong Kong for 9 years or so. Being here in Hong Kong is like roller coaster.
Tell me, like, how old are you? Like 30 or something?
I'm 41.
You guys don't age. Okay, and you are from where exactly?
I'm from Philippines, Visayas region, in between Bacolod and Cebu City. Is like,
oh, so you're like an island.
An island.
This is the most beautiful place in the world. Yeah. What did you dream of being when you were a little girl?
Oh, when I was a little girl, I dreamed to be working in an office. It's like a dream come true, sitting in a swivel chair and turning around.
You are so weird.
Yeah.
No princesses.
Nah.
Okay, no veterinarian.
Nah.
I want a swivel chair.
Nah.
Okay. What could you have done if you had stayed?
Working in one company. And
doing what? What is the industry of the Philippines? Like, besides tourism?
Farming.
Sort of?
Managing farm, sugar canes. That's where I'm from.
Sugar
cane, like haciendas.
And when did you make the decision to leave?
Oh, now I'm going to cry.
You can cry. I've been crying all day.
Yeah. In the Philippines, they're telling most of American Western people about drugs. My kid, she was a victim. She was stabbed by a minor in the Philippines, and she almost died. She was 13 years old then.
Jesus.
And she survived, but the minor who stabbed her, it's actually her classmate under the influence of drugs. She survived, and I had business. I had a cafe in the Philippines. I'm doing really well. And I just used up my money, and then I applied here in Hong Kong. So one of my friends encouraged me to come to Hong Kong. But this is the worst thing ever, because coming to Hong Kong 9 years ago, we had to pay 20,000 Hong Kong dollars, like 3,000 US. And the agency in the Philippines, they will provide a company who will lend you the money with interest. And the agency in the Philippines, they will provide a company who will lend you the money with interest. And they will deduct the salary from you.
No.
So that's what happened. I arrived here in Hong Kong. I was 65 kilos.
120 pounds?
And 10 months, I was 40. No food.
No food?
Employer would just give you noodles. I had Chinese employer. They gave me she's a single mom with one child. I'm not allowed to use electricity to cook. It's too much. I'm not allowed to use that. Even for the shower in winter time, she will boil water, one bucket, she will divide for me. Yeah, it was a nightmare. I was sent to the hospital 4 times. I passed out in the MTR station. That's the worst.
And so is there no recourse? Is that not illegal?
Before, everyone can just get away with it. But now we have so many organizations and some charity NGOs that are helping us. I was happy I got away. I left the employer. But I didn't know no help, no aid from my embassy or whatever. I didn't complain. I was too scared. Right. I worked for a year or so. And then I was just too scared. But the good thing is, I'm really passionate now helping helpers here in Hong Kong.
I mean, what kind of room does a woman who doesn't let you use hot water give you?
I sleep in the room next to the child.
How big is
that
room?
I mean, the child is, it's too small. It's like 40 square meters. I cannot remember.
So it's like for a bed?
Yeah, a bed, and I was on the floor with a yoga mat.
Was the kid nice at least?
The kid was, I guess, almost 3 years old when I started working, and every 2 hours, I had to wake him up to make him pee, put him on my shoulder, make him pee with a pitcher or something.
Why?
Because the madam wants to train the child like a potty train.
To pee into a bucket?
Yeah. Every 2 hours.
This woman's a psychopath. What is your advice for women coming from the Philippines?
It's not easy, but I want you to have a goal. A laser-like focus. Not just coming here just for the sake of coming because everyone is here. You got to have a goal.
What was your goal?
One of these days, I will open my own business, protecting helpers, like an agency that they don't need to pay money because I've been there. I know how it felt to be ripped off. The family here in Hong Kong, the employer who will hire them will pay everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what is happening. But okay. In the Philippines, they're still collecting money from Filipinos.
So, because you don't know better. And you think this is something that's desperately needed.
Yes.
Because women are getting taken advantage of all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a website or any way that people can help you?
For my page, I have Kubo ni Maria. K-U-B-O ni Maria. It's like Shelter of Maria. Helping Helpers, that's my own page. For my group, it's Unsung Heroes.
Okay, that's the choir.
Yeah, that's the choir. Unsung Heroes, they said we are the backbone of the economy of Hong Kong. But why can't they treat it as properly as human? We don't need to be like VIPs. We just need proper food. That's the basics.
Basic human decency.
Yes.
Love, respect, kindness.
treat us as human beings. That's all what we want.
It's weird to not treat someone who's taking care of your kids well.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you be so nice to them? They're taking care of your kids.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to say to people in general?
Peace, serenity, and love. That's all.
Woo!
That's more important.
God, you are so good. I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you really? So much. Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Are you chasing rainbows and dancing in the rain?
Thank you to Jane Engelman and the entire Unsung Heroes Choir. Your song is incredibly beautiful and deeply moving, and I do hope you get to kiss your children goodnight very soon. There are over 385,000 domestic workers in Hong Kong alone. Most of them are from Indonesia or from the Philippines, a small amount from Cambodia, Thailand, and Myanmar. Well, other people are able to go out and work. They are the ones taking care of the home. And while there have been significant increases in policing of the rules and regulations around the human rights of domestic workers, there is still a lot of work to do. You can contribute in many ways. You can donate money to gogetfunding.com, search in the Unsung Heroes Hong Kong. I think it's really important to think about the ways that you treat everyone in your life. Your friends and family, to your coworkers, to your taxi cab drivers, to the people who deliver your food, to the people behind the desk at any store you might go into. Every single person deserves respect, dignity, and kindness. And it can be really easy to take out your frustrations on people who are helping you to get through your day. But I think what's important is to really focus on you and your little small sphere of influence and how you can be kinder and sweeter and more generous to those in need and those in your world. The women of this choir's greatest dream is to be able to sing this song on Ellen's stage. So if anybody out there in the world knows a way to get them connected to the Ellen Show, please let me know. Or you can email Jane at unsungheroeshk.com. You would make them so happy. Also, I'm doing a live show in Union Square. I'm going to be on a giant bus with a platform doing live interviews. Come find me. It is called the Abracadabra Bus. It is bright blue. I'll be sending more details on how you can find me. I will be doing random interviews with people from the street. So if you want that to be you, come find me on my bus on April 28th. I will be roaming around New York City all day. And I really think that's it. Spring has sprung. Take out your booty shorts, kids. It's gonna get wet and wild this summer. I'm pretty excited. Lots of beautiful things in the works. And wherever you are, I send you the ability to love what you have and the capacity to let go of what you've lost. I'm constantly working on that one, but I'm starting to believe that things happen for a reason. And when you really buy into that, you can really let a lot of things go. So, good night, everyone.
Tight. I wish I
wish I